From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The clock is ticking until Tuesday's presidential election, and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the country trying to get every last vote. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump told supporters that he used to be part of the establishment, but now he's on the other side.
And this was an easy decision. I went from being the ultimate insider to being an outsider like they've never seen before. We are doing so well. This is a movement like they've never, ever seen before.
Hillary Clinton had to shorten her remarks to supporters in Florida because of a torrential rainstorm, but she called for everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday.
As your Secretary of State, I traveled to 112 countries. I stood up for human rights, women's rights, worker rights, and LGBT rights. I have spent my career fighting for kids and families, and if you elect me, that's what I'll keep doing.
Trump will also campaign in Nevada and Colorado on Saturday. Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she will appear with pop singer Katy Perry. Meanwhile, newly released voting figures show that 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president. The U.S. military says that this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say that Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed at least 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were also killed. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.